to pay pennies on the dollar, top. Gopher, I want to be sure of a lady. Call Markov, Shomer of Yehuda, Amosai Uvaneh, the Mishnah Seinu, Enoel of the Forest of Rechachomim. Wherever Rabbi Yehuda seems to argue on the Tanakhama, but he uses the Lashon Amosai or the Meh, so he's not arguing, he's explaining the Chachomim. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Amosai the Forest, Uvaneh Lachlok. Rabbi Yochanan says, when he says Amosai, then Taka he's explaining, Uvaneh is arguing. And this is Machlokas Rishonim, who we pasch like. In the Rabbah, pasch is like Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, and the Ritva, pasch is like Rabbi Yochanan. And also we mentioned that the Rishonim who hold that this klal only is in the Mishnah, but not in Brises. Where it says the Amosai Lefarish, Amosai is what's it called, a Perush, according to everybody. Well, it's not. The Eloin Absulim, and the Sachi Bekuvia, Umalavi Beribis, Umafriche Yonim, the Sokre Shvius. These people are postulators because we're afraid that for money they'll be made a Yeshekin. So, people are the Sachi Bekuvia, and that's a Machlokis in, let's finish the Gemara, and we'll see what the Machlokis is. Malavi Beribis is not real Gezel, because the person gives you the Ribis willingly. But the Maisa, it's considered Gezel in the Rabbanan, if you take the Ribis. So this is the Raisa Ribis. But the Maisa, it's not a Gazlan in that Torah. Mafriche Yonim are two different Pshatim. One is people at pigeon races, and the other pshat is somebody who sends birds to catch other people's birds. And since the ownership on birds, since they fly around freely, is only with Rabbanan, it's only Darkei Shalom that's usher to steal other people's birds. The Socher is Shvius, and people who do business with Perush Shvius, which is usher, Amar Yehuda, Amosai, Bizman She'edlo, Umnesalehi. Yehuda says the only time a person who is a Mesachik Bekuvia, a person who is a gambler, is possible is if he has no other profession, no other source of living. He lives off the gambling. And if he has another source of living, then he's kosher. And let's see Rashi tells him, Vatanyama, and we have a brisa that says, "Mebrisa, the chachamim omrim, bein shelain lo omnis elohi, ubein sheyesh lo omnis shelohi." How is it possible? So what do we see? Rabbi Yehuda the Mishnah says, "Amosai," and the Rabbanan and the brisa argue. So we see, even though he says "Amosai," obviously the Tanakhama argues on it. That Tanakhama is the same chachamim of the brisa. So you see, the cloud is not a cloud. You could say Amosai, and there's still a machlokas. Where it says, Ahid Rabbi Yehuda over of Tarfidi. No, the Braisa is a different Mandiyomer than the Tanakhama of the Mishnah. The Mishnah, who says, what's it called? Well, the Mishnah, the Chachomim, who say that the Sachet Bekuvi is possible, Rabbi Yehuda explains that they're talking only where he has no other of this. But if he has another of this, he's kosher. In the Braisa, there's a third opinion. The third opinion is Reb Tarfon. And Itak argues both on the Tanakhama and Reb Yehuda, who hold the same thing. And he holds, doesn't make a difference, the Sachet Bekuvi is possible. The Tanya, or Reb Yehuda, Mishum Reb Tarfon, there's a Braisa that says Betheirish, that Reb Yehuda said in the name of Reb Tarfon, Ein Hechon Mehem, what's it called? Laholam, ein echad mehem nazir, lefishein zirus, elolat la. The case is like this. First you have to understand what's going on before you can understand what the raya, that Reb Tarfon is the one that holds Mesachet Bekuvi is possible no matter what. Let's see the Rashi still here. Absulim leidus. these people are postulators, the Kula Gazlodim in the Freyavim. They're all Gazlodim in the Rabbana. The Ikra Ked, they're not Gazlodim. But in the Rabbana they are. The Asmachta Lokanya, Ubiksu Gazlodim. The Mesachi Bekuvia is a gambler. So each one is hoping he's going to win. So he doesn't really want to give the guy the kind of money if he's losing. He loses. But since Asmachta Lokanya, even though in the end he gives the money willingly, he doesn't really want to give it willingly. So he's considered, the other person who takes it is considered a Gazlan Darabon. Mafricha Yonim, Tekad Meyonim, Yonach Leyonim. Rashi quotes the Man Delmer in Sanhedrin, who says Mafricha Yonim is also gambling, pigeon races. Same thing as Mesachet Bekuvia. But like we said, there's another opinion there that's not talking about gambling. It's talking about a person who sends out birds to catch other people's birds. It's only a Gazlan Darabonan, because you really can't own birds because they fly freely. But in Lamaisa, the Rabbanan said that people have ownership on birds, Mishum Darkei Shalom. So if you send your bird to capture other people's birds, you're over Gzela Darabonan. So gracious, the Rachmala Amar Lachla Velo Lishchora. My Torah said that you have to use Perishvias to eat, not to do business with. The Zesha Chobe Baba Lavra Vera Alababa Drashahu. This guy who wants money so much that he's willing to be over an Isser of doing Shora with Perishvias to make money, the Torah Abra Al Toshis Rasha Ain. Person is a Russia, when it comes to Yadei Babot, it's possible to be an aid. Because we're afraid he'll lie for money and he'll give false aiders. Bezman she'id lai mom nesalehi, de kesov rabiu nas machta, shu nismak al taito, shu yinat sedo, yinat schedo, de alos as machta, u basta, kanya. That as machta is kanya, when the guy takes the risk of losing, but he's really counting on winning. But still, the mice, he's Gomer Das, that if he loses, he loses. And he's machted it to the other person. So the other person who takes the money is not a Gazlan. The Lab Gazlanim did him. Psulayil if Yishayin Asuka be Yeshuva Shalolam. So what's the psul of a gambler who has no other source of living? His psul is that he's not Osik be Yeshuva Shalolam. The key to Deva Kirin, who became the Torah, the Charmini on them, they're not people of any part in anything constructive in the world, and he's not Makir, the Tsar of people. He's not Mishtatif in the building of the world. Enim Chosim HaChavreim Latsi Nebomim. A person like that doesn't have Rachmanis on other people and will give false testimony and make other people lose Shalom Kedim. That's one way of learning. Another is that the person, the Rav says, the Mishnayos, a person has a heter only to be involved in this world, either in business, or in Gemilas Chasodim, or in Torah. But not to build the world. Torah says that Lola Tov Bara Meshevis Yitzorah. God created the world to be populated. And if somebody's not involved bichlav in building the world, he's over an Isser. And for that Isser, he's postulated. Others hold that a person who's not osig and bucky in business is not a Yirah Shemayim. Because obviously you can't protect yourself from stealing from other people unless you know what the laws of business. And this guy's not osig in anything constructive. So he's obviously a Russian. And therefore he's postulated. The Rambam has another shita. The Rambam says that even though Asmachta Kanya, but it's not 100%. And therefore a person who lives off of gambling completely, he's possible. But a person who doesn't live off gambling completely, since Asmachta Kanya, he's not considered a Gazlan. But somebody who makes his whole living, he's Nehena, only from this kind of a prophet, that's already no good. חכמים ואומרים, כושר רגעייתי חיילו תנקם. החכמים in the ברייסה, יש בתנקם, זה משניש. אל בהם עושה מחמם. So you see that the Tanakama of the Mishnah argues on Rabbi Yehuda. And even though Rabbi Yehuda said, Eboshai, where it says, Ahi Braisha, Mishum Rab Tartani. That Braisha goes according to Rab Tartan, who holds that Asmachta Lokanya. But Enochidane, the Tanakama of the Mishnah, who Rabbi Yehuda says, Eboshai, agrees with him. And they hold Asmachta Kanya. The Homer Asmachta Lokanya. The Tanakama of the Mishnah is not Rav Tarfa. And Rav Yehuda explains the Tanakama. Ein echad mehem dozer, shnayim sheyoshvim, v'ro echad bo, v'omer echad mehem hareini dozer, shezeh dozer, v'omer kaveiro hareini dozer, shezeh dozer. Two people are sitting, and a person is approaching them. One of them says, I'll be a dozer if this guy's a dozer. And the other one said, I'll be a dozer if this guy's not a dozer. Neither of them are the zirim, according to Rav Tarfon, because the zirus is only law, where you said something, sure. But if you said something that's totally the suffix, then that's not the zirus. Kiyatli, lintor, has to be something clear. But if you're totally, it's something else, that's not the zirus. Laflah, she had ditra befurish, alavadai, the lobitorish something. In Nazar also, habakinecto. So the Gemara says that the same thing over here. With the Vayak Masakol, Rabbi of Yura Vishu of Tarfet, Laholam, hey, there could be a Nazar, the Fishayde Zira said Laflah. Alma, kiva de Mesakule, in Nazar, in Lodazar, who, Lomishabit action. Just like over there. Since the guy's not sure if this guy's a nozer or not, he wasn't gober das to become a nozer. Akhenabi, kibad lo yada, he lo kodi, lo gober umakne. Same thing over here. The guy doesn't know if he's going to win or lose. So he's not gober das to be backed, but to the other person, he's hoping he's going to win. That's called nosmachta. And Tosus explains that asmachta and something that is totally not in your hands. So, you can't control it, and you're not monksing. You don't say something that's totally outrageous. Then we take on that you're a Gomer Ubakta, because you know you can't control the situation. Something that's totally in your hands, you're also solid that what's it called that you'll be able to do it properly. Right. Where it's in your hands completely, you could control the situation. And you're not exaggerating, then asmachta is kanya. Because the vice, you could control it. So you are gober das. Because what's it called? In a case of, what's it called, where it's not your hands at all, you know you can't control it, right? Like Mishachik Mekuvia, you can't control what the dice is going to come out. There also we hold Asmachta Kanya. That's how we pass it. In a case where it's partially in your hands, but not completely, and there you're hoping that you'll be able to control it, but you can't be sure, there you're not Koda, and there you're not machta, and there everybody holds asmachta lo kanya. So according to this, if we paskin taka asmachta kanya, it's okay to be a gambler as long as you have some other profession. Okay. Ketzad mishtatvin, bitchubin. So adur lechalon. A person wants to put down a Ruve Tchumim, but it shouldn't only help for himself, it should help for anybody else who wants to take advantage of it. So Midiach HaSachonis, he puts down a barrel full of food with enough for two sudas for everybody who could want to take advantage, because you need two separate sudas for everybody who's going to מה שקוראים בשטטן, וזה שאירו ותחומים, והאומר, הרי זה לכל בני עירי. And he's Zaka, the Chodesh, through somebody else, and he says, whoever was, has a Mezakeim with two Sudas from this barrel, that he should have his Eruv in the place where I put it. Anybody who wants to go to the Beis Avel tomorrow, or the Beis Amishta, the Choshikim Olam Not Yom Mutter, if a person took advantage of this Eruv, while it's still Friday, then it helps. Vishatashach, if he decided to take advantage of it already Shabbos, he can't be called a Shvisa on Shabbos. It has to be before Shabbos. Then also, Shehid Ba'arbe Vishatashach. And Eruv can't take effect from night, has to be from before Shabbos. Rashi Ketzav Ishtartin, V'chol Mi Shemakabu Ba'ot Yom, Lishmach Alei Rav Zev, Alei Lech Mutter. Whoever's Makabu on himself, to rely on this Eruv. While it's still daytime, the Eruv helps for him, and the next day, he can walk 2,000 others from the Eruv. Omer of Yosef, Eba Arben Elav Bar Mitzvah. You can only make Eruv Etchubim for a mitzvah. My Kavash Volat Tadita, the Chor of the Mishnah says that. The Chor B'Sheyelech L'Beis HaOvel, or L'Beis HaMishnah, Mashmin only helps for going for Yichub HaDeilim, or to go to a Sheva Brachas. Or says, no, now the same won't work in the Milsik Tani. That's normally why people want to have an Eruv on Shabbos. They have a Sheva Brachas, they have a Beis Avel to go to, but it's Lav Tafka. Even lower Shei Mitzvah is okay. Kamash Malad, that no, it's Tafka, Lashmash, the Dvar Mitzvah. And the Farshan explained that a Dvar Mitzvah is even a minor Mitzvah. Odek Shabbos, you want to take a Tiyul. Not Shabbos. Odek Shabbos, or anything else you enjoy, is called a Dvar Mitzvah, because Odek Shabbos. It doesn't have to be a bona fide Mitzvah. Rashi Ed Barvin, Lo Hitiru Chachomin, Lotze Shchutz Lutchom, Adi De Eruv, Elo the Dvar Mitzvah. They only were Bater, the Dvar Mitzvah. Now the question is, what do you mean Ed Barvin? It should say the Eruv doesn't help. So first of all, some hold b'diyah that it does help, even shalom dvar mitzvah. But the chatchila, you're not allowed to make an eruv of shalom dvar mitzvah. It's one thing. Others hold you have to make a bracha, an eruv etchumim. It's machlokis. So ein ba'arvin means you're not allowed to do it and make the bracha. So it doesn't help either. It's a bracha levatal. Okay. So, where it says, L'chol shekibul alovi ba'od yom, shmas minayim brera. L'chol, you have to makabel in the daytime, even if you knew about it in the daytime. And you were only makabel at night, so mashmit doesn't help. You have to say, I want to be sodach on this Erev while it's still light. L'chol, why? Right? If you knew about it in the daytime, but you weren't sure, and at night you said, I'm going to use the Erev, why do we say that Hoover and Dover and Afreya, that that's what you meant in the daytime? Now that you made up your mind at night, it works with Afreya. And Brera, by dealing to Rabbanit, everybody holds a Brera. So why shouldn't it help? So where it says, Yesh Bei Brera, Tigle Milsul of Afreya, Dimot Yom, Avidichale. Why shouldn't it help if you make up your mind at night, Lamafreya, from the daytime? Om Ravashi, oh, to you, below to you, Ktoni. No, Enochanami, if you knew about the Erev in the day, but you didn't make up your mind till the night, it still helps. But here it's talking where you didn't know there was an Erev in the daytime. So there's nothing to say that Hoover had normal about praying. You didn't know about it. You only found out about it at night. Then it's talking no good. But if you knew about it in the daytime, and you made up your mind at night, then it helps. Rashi, go to you, be both you, below to you, Tony. Go to you, Apple Pichalotus Rabbit, if he knew about the Erev Friday. But he didn't yet make up his mind. But his rats of his Shechshecha, and at night he made up his mind that he wants to be Salah on it. I'm reading Hoover, Shekhoda, Slad, Knias Erev, Tatu, the Kachoya. Then we say that retroactively comes out that that's what he wanted from Friday, and it's good. Low to you, Acha Shecha, but if he didn't know about the Arab till night, my prayer, he can't say it works without Freya, he didn't even know about the Arab in the daytime. Although Aviyada, Dika Arab, the name of Daiti Oleyamoy, can't say, well, his mind was already on the Arab in the daytime, he didn't know about it. So, but if he did know about it, then in a Hanabi, he made up his mind and died in help. Omravasi, cotton ben sheish, yotze be'er vibo. A cotton of 6 years old is yotze with the eruv of his mother. Rashi, yotze be'er vibo, irva ibo liatzma, velo zichsolo be'eruv, moli chasa ibo. If the mother made an eruv for herself, and she wasn't the zaka, the tafka for the child. So from Rashi, the medayik, that it's talking when there's enough food for the kid. There's two suddas for her and for him, but she didn't say the fairish of a zakat to the kid. So then, it helps. But there has to be enough food for the kid. Because we take on, that's the stab of what she meant, since the kid is dependent on her. Other Rishonim learned, you don't even need extra food for the kid. He's nichlal in the era for the mother. And the two suddas of the mother, the child is included. Malichasu imo, she's allowed to take the kid with her the next day. The kikufa tobi, the mistaba daite oleha, the losagi le balav imo. The mistaba she had by the kid, meaning that she was mazaka him, then she put the food for him. So that's a 6 year old. They say, cotton should sorekli imo, yotze bear of imo. Only a cop who deeds the mother is Yotze with the Arab of the mother, and if he doesn't deed the mother, then he's not Yotze. Right? And by Sukkah, it also has the same terminology. Cop not Tzorech Leimo is partner from Sukkah, from Chinuch, and a cop who's Ein Tzorech Leimo is Chayim, Mitzat Chinuch. Cop who's Ein Tzorech Leimo. How old is a cotton who's ain't sorek leibo? Amri dvirbyane, koshenifte, they leibo vikalchoso. A child is toilet trained. Doesn't need the mother to wipe him after he goes to bed. That's a little kid. It's not a 6 year old. Rabshim and Lakish Ober, koshenayer, they ain't no kore iba iba. Kid wakes up and he doesn't call for his mother. Where it says, Sokataitach, Gedola Iba, Sokataitach, Gedola Dabi Karla Iba. Did kids also wake up and call for their mother? So, what's the sheer, a kid who doesn't wake up and call for his mother? Ela Iba, call Ela Iba, call Shanea, Mishnaso, Bode Kore, Hino Kore, Iba Iba. That's his choice. He doesn't let up calling for his mother until she comes. In other words, a kid throws a fit till his mother shows up. A regular older kid calls for his mother. She doesn't show up. He forgets about it. But a kid who's Sorek Leimo doesn't stop calling until she comes. So that's called a kid who's Sorek Leimo. The Kama, about how old is a kid who, what's it called, needs his mother? Kibar Arba, Kibar Chodesh. Four, if he's a what's it called, a precocious kid? Five, if he's an average kid. But over the five, is that Tzorech Leibo? Here it says, a kid who's six is Tzorech Leibo. So how does it fit in? Let's finish next slide. Omer of Yeshua, Bereit Ravidi, Kik Omer of Asi, to go to Yerob Lavavi, but Tzapo, the Yibo Latorum. That Vilo Bar Sheish, Vavi, but Tzapsa, the Yibo, Nihalei. Now, so what a special case. When the father was married for the kid to the north, and the mother wanted to take the kid to the south. So Shaila is, whose Erev does she go by? It's talking back where he's Nichlal in the mother's Erev. That's only four or five. But even a 6 year old, we take on that he'd rather go with his mother. Right? The child, when he's still young, would rather be with the mother. That's why in divorce cases, we give the basic gives custody to a child, to the mother, until he's much older, because a little kid, we take on, wants to be with his mother. Rashi. Yotze Be'erotim, okay. Usnad no megabe sukkah, klomar, the chiteba that chase tzorech li'imo. If you'll tell me that if it chase is tzorech li'imo, so there's no contradiction between the fact that a kid who's tzorech li'imo is Yotze Be'erotim, and a six-year-old is Yotze, it's not true. Korile, olekla be'emar. They're the same terminology, katna tzorech li'imo, by sukkah. And over there, the Gemara explains how old is a katna tzorech li'imo. Chayim b'sukkah, b'chad chid le'im et rabot. It's chayim b'chinuch. V'eino kori ima, kima do kori ayishayta, not tzorech li'imo. The kid gets up and doesn't call for his mother, obviously doesn't need her. Uparchida, Iba Shokataita, God love and Kori. A big kid also calls for his mother. Kalobar, Lobashis lay a tzorech liibo, Ache Nara Mishnoso, Velo Yikra Iba. Ho I Kora Iba tzorech liibo Bashis lay, or I feel a God will talk about that. Even a big kid who surely not tzorech liibo wakes up and calls for his mother. Ela Koshavir Mishnoso, Nedo Kori Iba Iba. So the Tzava, he doesn't keep screaming for his mother, as to ask him, come in, till she shows up. That's how he does tzorech li'imo. If he could call to his mother, she doesn't come, and he doesn't continue calling, that's called ein tzorech li'imo. The karma, but how old is a child who's tzorech li'imo, whose this is applies to him, bar kama shodhi adi, kamar arba kamar chodhi, kori le'ein tzorech li'imo, kol chavna fubukhurfe. If he's a precocious kid, four, if he's a not such a mature kid, five. Alba, if he have him, Archadesh, boy, he's screwing. Bashman, that the oldest he can be is five to be Tzorech Li'imo. But if he's over five, the mother, he's not included in the mother's aim. Right? Tvei, be bar, hey, no correlate Tzorech Li'imo, the late book, then should be also with the mother's aim. So why is it saying a child who's 6 years old is Yotze with his mother's Eruv, when it's clear that a child who's eight Tzorech Li'imo and six is eight Tzorech Li'imo is not Yotze with the mother's Eruv? And it says, O Rav Yeshua, Vladek in the Kambas, then hey, Eno Yotze, Achiar Volam, yeah, the mother would have to make an Eruv the Therish. But that's the case it's talking about, where the mother made an Eruv the Therish, but the father also made an Eruv b'Therish, to a different direction. Rav Asi Ami, Ma'al Asi Nami, B'she'irva Yimo Alav Gomer. K'mashmolon, Demir of Alav Aviv, B'ruach Acheres, Basar Yid Moshe Dinalei. Doesn't mean he's Yotze with his mother's Eruv automatically. But if his mother made an Eruv, and his father made an Eruv, he's Yotze with the mother's Eruv, not with the father's. Over here, Tosa says that on the Chora, how could you be married for a child? It has to be with bar mitzvah. And the kid is not the bar mitzvah. Right? So what Teretz Tosa says is that since he needs the mother, she can't leave alone. So even though it's not a bar mitzvah of the kid, it's a bar mitzvah of the mother, the kid goes alone. Edomi Tosa says, it's talking about a kid who's a bar chinuch. So he's a rechayat mechanech in mitzvahs. Mashma from here, that the mother is chayin and chinuch. Because the mother, the one who's married for him. It's Bimach Lokas, whether only fathers are chayin and chinuch, or everybody is chayin to be mechanech, even the mother. Here it's Mashma, the true Sadeshin says, that even if there's no father, just the mother, there's also a chiyuv of chinuch. Some hold, therefore, that only a katan shegiyah lechinuch could you be married for him. Is he included? But a katan is not a kiyam chinuch, not. And others all know that the first teretz of Tosfos is where the mother can't leave the kid. That even if the kid is not a bar chinuch, he can take it. But if the mother could leave him, but the kid is a bar chinuch, then he could have his own eruv too. The mother could include him because, like I said, there's a mitzvah of chinuch, even though the kid doesn't have regular mitzvahs.